Drawings for Pierre Bonnard, drawing held an essential place, even though it is often less immediately visible than his painting. Far from being a simple preparatory step, it was a space of freedom in which the painter explored, adjusted, and invented. He used a wide range of techniques: hard or soft pencil, graphite, colored pencils, ink applied with a brush or pen, sometimes heightened with gouache. Each tool allowed him to approach form and sensation differently. Drawing thus became a laboratory of vision. One subject recurs insistently: women at their toilette, often shown in the bath. In Bonnard's work, these scenes are never static. The body is in motion, caught in a simple action: standing up, crouching, raising a leg, as if the model were living before our eyes. Above all, the painter sought to capture a presence in the act of coming into being. This attentiveness to movement sometimes brings Bonnard close to Degas. But where Degas freezes the instant, Bonnard seems to extend it into memory and sensation. His drawing does not copy what is seen. It recomposes what has been felt. The sheets on display here show this diversity well. Some are precise, almost built up like studies. Others are nothing more than quick notations, hatching, lines, blots. Nothing here is entirely finished, and yet everything is already present: a posture, a light, an atmosphere. For Bonnard, drawing did not mean faithfully representing reality, but retaining its essence. He would note, observe, then step away. Later, he would return to these images, transform them, let them evolve. Drawing thus became a reservoir of forms and sensations from which painting could be born. It is in this back and forth between perception, memory, and invention that his work took shape. Drawing was not a commentary on painting. It was its very first breath.